Hi, everyone. I am actually recording outside today, which, I mean, we'll find out, I guess, if that's a mistake or not. But I think there's some kind of nice sounds, some birds probably, maybe some traffic. But yeah, it just seemed like it fit what I wanted to kind of talk about today in a little relaxing audio, which yeah, maybe haven't done in a bit, but I'm happy to be back to it. And yeah, I thought that we could talk about embracing the new, and that's not just a reference to what's going on here at the Patreon, but just like new things in our lives, and hopefully some exciting things, and doing some thinking about that as we kind of relax together. So we'll start by breathing in. It's always so funny whenever I do these, I'm always like, whoa, I really need this also. So we'll start with our breathing. In through our nose and out through our nose or our mouth, whatever feels better for you. Nice and slow, really trying to keep steady in and a steady out, like at the same speed, the same release of air and the same intake of air. It's better. One more time. 2, 3, 4, and out. I already feel a bit more settled, and I can feel some of that tension in my chest letting up, my muscles relaxing. I feel like with the world that we all live in and things that we deal with every day, it's so easy to like carry around this feeling of like tension or like a lack of safety, kind of being on your guard. Really easy to carry that around with you all the time. And that's why it's so important that, like, try to make letting go of that, trying to make grounding yourself and centering yourself and like an active practice, something that I'm trying to do. Don't take it for granted, because sometimes relaxing is not just doing nothing, it's actually doing something to get you into that place. And for me right now, it's making this audio, but it's also sitting outside, taking in the world around me a little bit. Just the feeling of like outside, outdoor air on your skin, a little bit of a breeze, a little bit of sun, hearing the birds, hearing the world kind of move around you, and breathing in the outdoors. It'll be nice to be like in nature. That's obviously the best thing I think you can do if you have access, is really get outside to where there's some trees and plants or some water, and just, I don't think that can be underrated in terms of good things for you. But yeah, you know, it's a season of change and a season of new things coming. I know it's actually not spring for everybody, so I'm sorry to my Southern Hemisphere people. But any change in season, any period of time, months turning over, brings new things. So if you can apply some of what I'm saying to whatever's happening where you are. For me, it's warm weather, little bit more light, which is nice. And, you know, I feel like I often really like underrate, like I don't even realize how much of a difference the warm weather and the change of seasons brings to me and my mental health. Yeah, it could just be nice to be outside when it's a little warmer. And the sun, I think, is huge. And doing stuff outside. And maybe sitting outside with your friends or your family and having a drink of whatever you want or eating outside is such a pleasure. Sitting in a park or, like I said, enjoying nature in a different way. So as I'm looking forward to the season ahead, to spring and to summer, what am I thinking about? What's something new that I want to invite into my life? And it can be something so small, I feel like. You know, I think often when we want to make like changes in our life or we want to do things that we know are good for us, like, of course, it's fun and exciting to think of, you know, purely fun or pleasurable or comforting things that we can do for ourselves, and that's important too. But even that can take a little bit of effort sometimes if it's something new. So starting off small, what's one thing that I can think of like wanting to bring into my life? And I think I want to make reading more of a daily practice for me. I've been listening to a lot of audiobooks, which has been really great, but I think reading physical books every day, like, you know, just for a few minutes every day, but not maybe not missing a day, just making it an active daily practice. Maybe that's not so small, but if I, you know, if I'm only committing to like 10 minutes or something a day, I think that's pretty small and doable. And I think it can really tie into the change in seasons because I love reading outside. For whatever reason, like, that just is an activity that I love, and it really helps me make that like more of a daily routine thing. It's just like sitting down in a park or anywhere that there's grass or that you're outside and just reading in the sun, you know, for 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So that's something I want to bring in. And breathe in. And breathe out. And breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. So if you can think of for yourself something new that you want to bring into your life, that you want to invite in, could be so small, especially if it's like something that you've been meaning to do or something that's like a bit more on the productive side, could be so, so small. It could just be like, you know, it could be writing one sentence about how you're feeling every day in your phone, you know? Something as small as that. Like, I was going to say something about journaling, right? Everyone wants to journal, maybe. Not everyone, but a lot of people, I think, would love to make that more of a daily practice so they know that that's good for them, right? But just one sentence. Or just one word, right? About anything that invites you to take the time to go, like, check in with yourself to be like, how am I feeling right now? That's helpful. That's something new. That's something good. And as much as we can, embracing a feeling of hope and excitement, I think that's like, you know, I don't want to project too much onto other people, but like, again, with the world that we live in, and maybe with our lives too, it's maybe not always easy to look forward to things, to feel like generally positive about the next, you know, weeks, next few months. And so as much as we can, finding those things that are going to refill us. Because we know there's things that we have to do, right? And we can find the motivation, the empowerment, the, you know, the drive to do those things that we have to do, that we know we must do for ourselves, for other people, for our community. But also finding the things that are going to refill us, that are going to energize us, that are going to help us take care of ourselves. And you know what? Take care of other people too. Like, I feel like that task of like recharging, it's not something that we always do alone. It's not something that we always have to do alone. And so it's like, how can I be that for other people too? And that's how we make it, you know, a community thing. That's how we make it a, like a collective or a, not such an individualist thing maybe. And so I could think of one person in my life, a family member or a friend, or if you're in a relationship, and what's something that I could do for them to help them recharge, to help them re-energize, to hold them or take a load off of them or anything like that, you know what I mean? I feel like I want to go over to my friends' places a bit more. I feel like I want to, you know, just go over and have a meal together. It's not something that I've done a lot, to be honest. You know, people talk about like going, sometimes you go over and you do errands with a friend or you help them, you know, you're just there with them while they do something, do a task that they need to get done. And I'd love to make that more of a routine with my friends, or like a bit more of a something that we do. You know, I like going out too, but it's not always how you have to spend time together. And I think when it comes to like recharging each other and being there for each other in that way, like going over and being with somebody in their space and helping them put a meal together or meal prep even, that could be fun, right? Go over and meal prep with somebody else, and then you can take your stuff home and then you have meal prep for the week. That could be fun. That sounds awesome, actually. Just make a big pot of something. Or I feel like it's so much more energizing, like your capability or your capacity, if you're me, is like so much more when somebody else is there, right? To like try something new, like, you know, even just like cook something new or something a bit more special, something a bit higher effort. It's so much easier when you have a friend there and you put on some music and you're chatting, and that'd be so nice. Deep breath in. A deep breath out. And this is so kind of abstract, but I'm just like really looking forward to feeling the sun on my skin. And we talked about it in the last dirty talk, so I'm not going to take it in that direction, but I think that we can still, I'm just like personally really looking forward to that feeling of the sun just like warming my skin and blinking, closing your eyes. You know, when you close your eyes and you can feel the sun on your eyelids and you get that like redness as it shines through your eyelids, and you're kind of, you know, closing your eyes and you're blinking up in the sun and it's kind of blowing out your vision, and I just love that feeling. And I'm really just sitting here and like imagining that and how good that feels. and feeling like you could just almost fall asleep because the sun is so warm. It's like a blanket wrapping around you. You know, when you like wake up in the morning and you're so cozy under your blankets because your body's just been warming that up. I love that feeling when you're sitting in the sun and it feels like that. Even if you have to wear like a layer, you know, to achieve that, just depending on how warm it is, you might, right? That's just so nice. That's such a simple pleasure that is returning in the next few weeks, next few months. For me, at least. And when there's a tree, ooh, when there's a tree and there's a little bit of wind in the trees and the leaves are like in front of the sun and the sun's like dappling around the leaves. That's so nice. All these beautiful things that we still have in the world, you know what I mean? And the feeling of grass underneath you, laying in the grass. And flowers. I really can't wait. I love that season of the flowers budding and blooming and the fragrances on the air. It's all these new smells and, you know, even having insects around. I don't know, not everybody's a big fan of insects, but the nice ones, the ones that you like, just buzzing around and the way the world kind of comes alive. What about you? What's like a physical thing in the world that no matter what, you know, it's not something that you have to pursue. It's not something that you have to put effort into like making happen. But it's more so something that if you just put yourself somewhere, if you just exist, is there for you to notice, for you to appreciate, for you to just like take pleasure in, take comfort in, take connection in with. Take connection with. I feel like it's so grounding to feel connected to the world and the world of people, but also just like the natural world, right? Especially if you're not religious, like if you're not like, if like me, I know, you know, some of you may be, and that's great because I think it can be easier to connect with something, you know, kind of beyond the like day-to-day mundane stuff. But if you're like me, I think it really is like the natural world that you need to find some connection with. And that's what makes you feel okay. It makes you feel human. It makes you feel like you're a part of the world, like you're connected to something that's much bigger than yourself. That's such an important feeling. I think I spent so many years like not realizing how important that feeling was. I don't know if you're like me, like I have that kind of personality where I look inward, you know what I mean? Where I'm like always like worried about myself and about like my internal world especially. And I'm thankful for that in some ways, but like I think I spent like so much of my formative years just like really, really focused inward. And now like I realize how important it is, how comforting it is, how like such a vital part of being a person is to feel connected to something outside of ourselves. And again, it doesn't have to be religious or spiritual. It can just be feeling connected to the natural world, feeling connected to people, There's a plane going overhead. We can think about that plane too. We can think about the people on board. And where are they going and where are they coming from? Or I could cut this bit also. But you know what? I'm not going to. Because I feel like we're recording outside. We're talking about new stuff. We're talking about feeling connected. And that's part of it. You know, as much as we want things to be like a total escape sometimes, maybe we want peace and quiet. Total peace and quiet in the background of our relaxing audios, maybe. But again, in the name of trying something new, we can instead just feel present and feel connected to the world around us. Because I don't know about you, but I feel like during the pandemic, especially, I got like, maybe a bit more sensitive, right? You spend more time alone, more time indoors. And I think I actually did become a bit more like sensitive, a bit more like easily overstimulated or that kind of thing. And the way that we address that, like if you feel like it's something that needs to be addressed, is by like, you know, exposing ourselves to the world, is by like being in those situations where we might feel overstimulated or we might feel sensitive, and just getting used to that and figuring out how we ground ourselves, how we center ourselves, how we stay in that place of safety, even when there's stimulus, you know? So that's a long-winded way of talking about, you know, an airplane that's overhead, but... And breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. I want to end by just maybe doing some like affirmations and saying out loud some nice things, because that's another thing that like I have to remind myself of, like just like literally saying stuff out loud is more convincing to yourself, right? It actually, I think, helps you, you know, talk to yourself compared to just thinking things, you know? So we're going to do that. And I also want to do like a check-in at the end about like just checking in with ourselves about what we might need as we move out of this audio. So first of all, we're going to keep breathing in. And I'm going to do some of the classics. It's going to be okay. It's going to be okay. We're grounding ourselves. We feel at home with ourselves. We feel at home in the world. We feel connected to the world as it changes. I feel connected to other people, to the people that I share this world with. I'm not alone. That's a good one. I'm not alone. I don't have to be alone. And I have love in my heart for myself and for the people in my life. I have love and appreciation for them. And I have love and appreciation for people in the world, even people I don't know. And I respect myself, and I believe in myself. I believe in my ability to take care of myself and help other people, help myself and handle things, even stressful things or hurtful things or difficult things that cause me pain or anxiety or stress. I believe in myself and my ability to handle those things and move through them and address them and find solutions. And find the strength and the peace to get through them. And breathing in. And breathing out. It's a little bit of wind sound, maybe. That just helps our breath. And now we're checking in with ourselves, and what do we need coming out of this audio? I need to eat. I'm getting hungry. But what do you need? Do you need food or water? Do you need to do one easy task that will help you feel a little bit more in control or a little bit more like it's off your plate? Or do you need to take some more time to relax and recharge? Do you need to move into another activity that would be comforting or fun? Do you need to get back to something? And if you do need to get back to something, what's something that you can do for yourself to help that process, to help that transition? Do you need to sleep? What do you need? Because what you need is actually so important. And you can give yourself what you need. You can take the time or the effort to get yourself what you need. Because you deserve it. And you need it. That's what it means to need something. And it's so important. And I know you're gonna do what you need to do. All right, and with that, we're gonna wrap up. Think about what kind of energy we're holding on to coming out of this audio, and yeah, reminding ourselves of some of those affirmations that we're not alone. We believe in ourselves, that everything is going to be okay, and that there's new things on the horizon that are good. New good things are coming. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.